When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
Right now, someone is trying to steal your money, your identity, your passwords.
A Red Table Alert. Last year, Americans lost $5.8 billion to scams. How Barbara Corcoran went from shark to victim.
These scammers did something so simple that I'm frankly embarrassed to talk about it.
They're coming at you from everywhere.
I downloaded a dating app. He was like, I can teach you crypto. And we lost everything by the end of December.
No one is safe.
Take a good look at Tristan. If you see him on any dating site asking for money, it's a scam. His image has been stolen.
What you need to know to protect yourself, your money, your family.
Hold on if that blows your mind.
Wow.
This will be interesting.
Yeah, this one's quite a
scam, scams,
a
and
hot
more
topic.
Scams.
Scam and spam. Like, I get thousands of spam risk calls a day. Like, I've already had 5 this morning.
Jeez.
This is scary, but it's real. Right now, someone is trying to steal your money, your identity, your passwords. No one is safe. You won't see it coming. Every time you click an email, answer the phone, swipe on a dating app, scroll through social media, you are at risk. So, how can you protect yourself from the masterful minds of scam artists? We have the answers. Barbara Corcoran, one of our favorite savvy millionaires on Shark Tank,
yes,
is the last person you think would get scammed, but it can happen to anyone. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, hey.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I run a very big business. I have all the right people around me. I have all the security measures in place, and it's these scammers did something so simple that I'm frankly embarrassed to talk about it.
Oh.
But my accountant got an email from my secretary authorizing a $400,000 transfer of funds. I invest in a lot of property. I renovate property. So it seemed like a normal kind of thing.
The scammers pretended to be Barbara's secretary. They sent a phony message telling her accountant to pay an invoice for bogus renovations on an investment property Barbara supposedly bought in Germany.
It wasn't out of the norm. They had changed one letter of my company's email, and everybody just went through emails, never noticing it.
Wow.
Corcoran and Corcoran.
Right. Yep.
Wow.
See, wow, that looked really, really real.
That looked really real.
And also that odd number, 388,711 cents. I mean, who was going to question that?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then a couple of days later, the money went out, a wire transfer to Germany. Out it went. Okay.
Whoa.
But it wasn't until my accountant sent a confirmation to my real secretary saying, hey, we're confirming this one last time. Right there, boom, I learned that I was hit by a scammer.
Wow.
It was simple, it was clever. We all read our emails every day, but we don't examine our own email address.
Right.
But lucky for me, there is a happy ending to the story. A big bank I have here in New York froze the money until they discovered the scam, and they sent me the money back.
Wow.
You were lucky.
Yeah. You were so lucky, Barbara.
You know what I really learned through this whole thing? That scammers are not sophisticated operations. They're simple. Most of the scams in America happen with simple little things like that that you can identify. And so if they can fool me, they could fool anybody with that.
Right. Exactly. Oh, no, that's real talk right there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think is very important? Almost all scams happen online through emails, through texts, things like that. My new rule within all my businesses now is you're requesting any money, I don't care how large or how small, pick up the phone and confirm it's real. And that's so easy to do.
Right.
But I never thought of it back then. I had to be almost burnt to realize it.
Wow.
Don't you send me any invoices. It's not going
to
work.
No, you don't have to worry about it. You do not have to worry about that at all. We love you on Shark Tank. You
thank
are
you,
a fierce
you.
One.
Yes. Thank you
and
very much.
Thank you for just giving us those tips today. And we're glad that your story had a happy ending.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Whew. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
So Nikki's scam turned into a family nightmare, and here's her story.
After the devastating loss of her mother, 25-year-old Nikki Hutchinson sold their house and split the money with her dad, Melvin, $280,000 each. Ready for a fresh start, Nikki signed up for a dating app and was thrilled when she made a connection. For more than a month, she messaged with someone who said their name was Hao. They bonded over their Asian heritage and even discovered they were from the same small town in China. Weeks into their relationship, Hao told Nikki he wanted to teach her how to invest in cryptocurrency and suggested she use the funds from her mom's house. Nikki's skepticism turned into belief when a tiny first investment started to grow. She began to invest more, eventually convincing her father to do the same. When their account balance showed more than $1.2 million, Nikki and Melvin thought it was time to cash out. They had no idea what they were about to uncover.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a crazy story.
It's still painful.
It is, yeah. I met this person in early November, and we lost everything by the end of December.
Well, how much had you invested by then?
We invested all the house money that we had, $280,000
right.
each.
Yeah, it was everything we had.
Everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was just so fast. I downloaded a dating app. My goal was to, like, just meet people and potentially make connections and stuff.
Were you able to ever talk to him on the phone or actually meet him in person?
So I actually did meet this guy on FaceTime.
Okay.
And it was the craziest thing because when he started talking, he was like, I can teach you crypto and stuff. And I was like, that sounds great.
Cryptocurrency is digital money that is not regulated like a typical bank. To buy cryptocurrency, you sign up for an account on a crypto website, also called a platform, and transfer money from your bank. When you want to cash out, the crypto is converted to real money and sent back to your bank.
Wow.
So I thought he was going to teach me about crypto and actually show his face and teach me his tricks and stuff. Mm-hmm. But when I actually FaceTimed him, it was his eyeball. Like, it wasn't even his face. And I know, like, right then and there, that should have been a huge red flag.
Right.
But yes.
Wait a minute.
It was just
you said
eye.
All you saw was his eye.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was literally so close.
He didn't
close.
Want to show his face.
He didn't want to show his face. And so at the time, it didn't register. It more so felt like he was telling me I'm super shy, super nervous, introvert. So I was giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
So That conversation lasted 10 seconds. It was super short. He cut me off. He's texted me immediately, "You're so beautiful. Like, I can't wait to teach you crypto." And I was like, that was weird. I didn't see anything romantic with him. And
right.
I voiced that.
Right.
But that being said, I was like, I would be happy to be your friend.
Yeah.
But, you know, even though it wasn't a romantic relationship, we were texting every day. He would ask me, "How are you having a good day?" Just developing, I thought, was a kinship.
Right.
And he took advantage of that.
Yeah. When you first gave him money, what was the situation around that?
He sent me the link to startcrypto.com, which is a legitimate site.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then from there, he sent me another link, which would be the Fate platform. And he said, start small. I think I put in $1,000 he recommended.
Okay. Got it.
And said, that's a lot. And he's like, well, this is an investment. So he kind of groomed me to use a legit platform. So I did crypto.com app.
Yeah.
And then transfer that money
to
this fake platform.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where they get you. He was telling me when to buy and sell. And I'm like, how do you know to buy and sell this much? And he'd be like, oh, I'll teach you that in the future. So he never really taught me anything.
Yeah.
He just taught me how to put money into this platform.
Right. So, and how to move it around.
Exactly.
When you
saw
that you were getting a profit, was that when you brought your dad in?
Yeah.
So she started investing more and more money, and she would show me the profits. I was going like, wow, are you serious? Now she's making $80,000 a week.
Right.
And it's like, you know, is this how wealthy people stay wealthy? They make good investments and they get good returns?
Right.
Eventually I said, okay, Nikki, I'll get in with you. I mean, this looks like it's making money. Everything looks good.
What is so interesting about this platform, they would show profits, but they would also show negatives to make it seem legit when you're buying and selling. So it wasn't all positive.
Wow. And how did you find out that it was fraud?
My dad and I decided once we hit 1 million, we'd withdraw. And so I said, my scammer, I don't know how to withdraw. Will you help me? He's like, of course, but you need to pay your taxes first. And these taxes were over $360,000.
Yeah, you have to pay the IRS before we can release your money.
Yeah.
The more she pressed to get the money, the more angry he got.
Don't you
trust me anymore? You know, we don't have the money to pay you. You've gotten all of our money.
Right.
Well, you got 15 days to pay it or we freeze your account.
Yeah,
so they try to make you panic.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to sell things, borrow money from your parents. You know, do you have a 401k you can cash in?
Wow.
But prior to that, when I first got that initial, like, you gotta pay taxes, I was like in a panic mode. And I was just like, I don't know what I'm gonna tell my father. He just retired, so I ruined his nest egg. And it gets emotional to think about.
We were driving back to Nashville December the 14th to go see my parents for Christmas. And she was quiet the whole trip. And when we got to the hotel, she just broke down and just was just uncontrollably crying.
Yeah.
And I was going, what is wrong? And she says, Dad, I think I've lost our money. We've been scammed. And all I could do was hug her and tell her it was going to be okay, that we'd get through it.
Yeah.
So that was probably the worst Christmas ever.
I can't imagine.
We had no money. We couldn't buy each other presents. We just went to the store and bought something to eat and came back and cooked it and said a prayer together and ate, and that was our Christmas.
I'm so sorry.
So by the end of the night, she said, I'm going to make this right. And she's been on a crusade ever since to make people aware that these snakes are out there.
It just makes you so angry.
Oh, just
that people take advantage of people like that.
Yeah. You know, we went to local law enforcement, and they didn't have the means to help.
Yeah,
right.
So they blew us off.
Wow.
When we sold the house, my dad wanted to have an RV.
Luckily, I paid cash for that before all this started.
Right.
Or we would have been homeless.
Wow.
Do you guys live in the RV together?
Yes.
Yeah. Full-time RVers now.
If you can imagine living in a 400-square-foot house on wheels.
Yeah.
But we have each other. I have a set income. She works. She gets an income. We pay the bills together. I have this saying that these people are cyber rapists.
Yeah.
They not only rape you of your money, your innocence, your trust.
Yeah.
Your future.
Yep.
And when you finally figure it out and you confront them on it, they laugh at you as they hit the delete button.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
And they go on to somebody else. They're criminals.
Yeah.
It's just, it's horrible.
I don't know what the answer is other than don't let your financial fantasies overrule your common sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Once I figured out that wasn't going to get our money back,
yeah,
it is gone. I, being the man, want to take care of my family and everything, I crumbled. I don't grow a beard. I was trying to grow a mask to hide behind. And I just spun into this dark hole. I started drinking.
Yeah.
I even had a conversation with her. I said, Nikki, if something happens to me, here's what you need to do.
Right.
Here's who you need to call. And for a month, I just drank.
Yeah.
And finally, one day, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I said, I'm not going to let her lose two parents. Next morning, I stopped drinking. And it was hard. Once I fully forgive myself, this beard will come off. And
it
I'll
looks
be a
good,
new person. I'll be a new person.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
But each day it gets better.
Yeah.
You can break my bank account, but you're not going to break my family.
There you go. It's beautiful that you both have each other through this.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Oh
my gosh, I'm getting teary-eyed.
Nikki, you had such great intentions.
Yes. Yeah.
I did. I really thought I was helping my family.
And that's why I couldn't get mad at her.
Yeah.
She didn't steal the money from our family. She tried to make it better.
Right. Your goodness and your kindness was exploited.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate just getting to talk to you lovely ladies.
Thank you.
I like your red table.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that beard. Oh,
I may have to rethink it then.
Yeah, I like that beard.
Totally. So, Eva Velasquez is the CEO of the Identity Theft Resource Center and has critical information to keep us safe from scammers.
Welcome.
I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, we definitely need you here.
Thank you.
Can you explain this crypto scam business?
I can absolutely explain the crypto scam, but there is so much more to this.
Okay.
If you look at the anatomy of a scam, there are some commonalities with all scams, not just crypto, but all of them.
Right.
And that's trust, urgency, and confusion.
Yes.
They will build trust with you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll try to borrow trust, maybe a trusted brand.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the government that's reaching out to you.
Yeah.
Confusion of process. I've heard cryptocurrency investments can be very lucrative, but I don't really know anything about it.
Right.
But it can also be confusion with a lot of the pandemic relief. You had all these grant scams and, you can get money this way and the government is going to be here to help you. And then, of course, that sense of urgency.
Yeah.
If you don't do this now, you're going to miss out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you don't do this now, we might come and arrest you. If you don't pay these taxes now, we're going to come and arrest you.
This
is the IRS.
Right. Yes.
Yes. We've had a few of those. Mm-hmm. People saying that they're calling from the border, and we have someone here with your name, and you got to come down here and give us X amount of dollars, or we're going to have to come arrest you. It's like, I mean, it's
crazy.
It's been the most craziest thing.
Building that sense of urgency and fear.
Yes. Yeah. But you're right. And borrow trust. Like, we're from the immigration office.
People being out of the country, and I'm stuck here, and I need help getting back. But people's emails would get hacked. So you're thinking you're getting it from someone that you know.
I just got one of those.
Really?
From a prominent friend of mine. They said they couldn't get to money. Could I go and get this money? And I called her assistant. And of course, they were like, no. Her email had been hacked.
You actually just practiced the first rule of scam prevention, which is go to the source.
Yeah.
If you didn't initiate the contact, and I don't care if it's coming by email, by phone, by text message, by social media, direct message, by carrier pigeon, I don't care what the method is, you need to go directly to the source and verify.
In your research, are there networks where they're grooming scammers how to be scammers?
Absolutely. Like, the fraud ecosystem is vast. There are websites and the dark web that you go, I need a list of valid emails to send my phishing attempts to. I need credit card numbers so that I can go commit fraud. You can buy it in packages.
Wow.
They will give you a refund if you bought 50 credit card packages and 10 didn't work. It is that elaborate.
What?
Yes. Now, when we look at cryptocurrency as a fraud payment tool, in 2020, the losses were about $124 million that were reported to the Federal Trade Commission. Whoa. Hold on if that blows your mind. $750 million in 2021.
That's crazy.
Wow.
All right. So Tristan King says being a victim of a scam is ruining his life. What's happening to him is more common than you think.
This is Tristan King. He's a U.S. Marine, online fitness coach, and father of two living in California. But for the past 2 years, stolen images of him have been used on dating apps and social media to scam millions from unsuspecting victims. He's been known as Samuel, Pete, Axel, Jake, and dozens of other names. His pictures are on websites all over the world, breaking hearts and destroying lives of hundreds of total strangers.
That's horrible.
Wow. Hey,
hey Tristan.
Good afternoon, ladies. How y'all doing?
We're good. First, let me just say I'm so sorry that this has been happening. What is going on?
They're essentially making people fall in love with fake me. They're scamming people out of a lot of money just using my images.
So how did you find out that this was happening?
So I just started getting messages on my social media. People would reach out to me and be like, hey, did you know that your images are being used? And I started getting hundreds of messages a day.
Mm. Wow.
I've had women reach out to me and tell me that they sent tens of thousands of dollars with promises that I'm going to come home to them, meet their family, and we're going to start a life together, just really tugging on their heartstrings. How do I tell them? I have no idea who you are. I've tried to, you know, respond to these people, try to help them, like, hey, this is not me that you're talking to. But it doesn't stop. It's driving me crazy. It's getting out of control.
That's terrible.
So it's kind of like a mixture of a catfish and a scam situation.
Yeah.
He's a victim. And then you have the individuals thinking they're in relationships. Mm-hmm. We have this chain of victimization.
Tristan, how has this affected your life?
I've had women call me, you know, hysterical, saying that they're in love with me, how much money they've lost because they got a hold of my contact information. It's gotten to the point where they've reached out to my family, loved ones, telling them that, your son or husband is asking for money. So they're literally targeting my family at this point. But knowing that because of my images, this is happening to innocent people that truly just want to find love or just build a connection, it really breaks my heart.
So what can he do?
Unfortunately, there's not a lot that can be done because it's static data and it's being recycled over and over and over. But when you become aware that there's another profile, report it and say, this is not me, I did not give permission. Unfortunately, since it's so prolific, becomes a full-time job.
Right. Well, listen, everybody, take a good look at Tristan. If you see him on any dating site, okay, asking for money, it's a scam. His image has been stolen. Okay?
I really appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm wishing you the best around this, man. I'm hoping that at some point there's some laws and there's some,
that can
you
protect
know, more
you.
Accountability.
Thank you, ladies, for having me. I really appreciate
wishing
it.
Wishing you the best with everything.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
You know, I just feel like, you know,
I feel like people get to do whatever they want to do and there's no consequences.
100%.
Yeah.
I get so many emails, almost daily, more than one email from like, a fake PayPal
tech support.
And Apple, you know, we're freezing your account. We need you to update your information, all of that nonsense. But I always look at where the email is coming from because it usually just looks crazy. A whole bunch of different numbers and letters. And
it
just,
like
that part doesn't look legit. Right. Like the body of the email will look legitimate. I mean, it will have the logo and all of that.
But some of these are so polished and sophisticated. You just can't tell, which is why we just go to the source. In whatever way you normally interact with them. So if it's a bank, do you log in on the mobile app
and I
contact
think
them that way.
Really important. Yeah. And if it's a different kind of relating, that should be a red flag.
But definitely don't use call the number that's in the email.
That's for daggone sure.
Oh man.
So we have some actual examples.
So this is AT&T.
You were one of the 25,000 affected customers.
Yeah, I get
these. In return, we are providing you with a $100 free gift.
Would have been nice if they spelled temporary correctly. Oh, that's kind of a dead giveaway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get those all the time.
AT&T free message, December bill is paid, thanks. Here's
a little gift
for you. Enjoy.
Yep, your Amazon. We're getting ready to lock your Amazon account. Go ahead. I don't need to be buying nothing, no way.
Yeah.
Go get into the app and look at the message center and see if customer service is trying to get in touch with you. 999 million times out of 100 million,
they're not.
You're fine.
All right, let's go through the most popular scams by generation. Let's start with the elderly.
What we're seeing with a lot of seniors are tech support scams and then romance scams, losing hundreds of millions of dollars to romance scams.
Wow. What about Gen Xers?
Most of us are still working full time. We have families that we're raising, and a lot of us also have older parents.
We're helping
to take care of. So we are distracted. They're going to get you with an investment scam because it's personal to you.
Yeah. What about the Gen Zers, Willow's age? Crypto!
Crypto and the payment apps because, you know, they're new, they're edgy. Cash App, Venmo.
Yeah.
And in particular, social media account takeover.
Yeah.
We have taken thousands of calls from people who have had their social media accounts taken over.
And people wanting you to pay them to get it back, right?
And make hostage videos. Oh, they don't get it back, so we're just telling everybody, don't make those videos.
Yeah,
don't.
Totally.
Phew, that was a lot.
Yeah, but that was good. We needed to hear that. Thank you so much. This was deeply helpful. I learned so much. Thank you.
Now that I've sufficiently scared everybody, but we have to be paying attention.
Exactly. Right.
Bam.
The fly is back. Remember that? The fly. They wait too long. They can feel you. I can tell this fly is going to be a nuisance.
Mm-hmm. Who got a magazine? Because it's sitting right by me.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.